Everybody, we're here again, another VBS program, and the date today is 5/23/2014, so about a week left in the month here, looks like. So if you have any situations, conditions, we can do a little clearing on that. And today is Friday, and here we go. So think of a situation that you may have, and I'm going to clear that out. So just think of it now. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And let's bring up the light beam. Here we go. Put some light in your life. Bring in some peace energy. Light and peace, I guess. Here we go. The light beam's coming your way. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so we'll turn it back to Ann here. So Ann, are you out there somewhere?
Yes, Ron, I am here, and we also have another co-host on with us this evening, Cindy. Are you there, Cindy?
I sure am. Hello,
hi,
everyone.
Welcome. We're happy to have you on
thank
the show,
you.
And we have a wonderful show planned tonight. And I want to thank everyone for all their input on the Fast Chat, which you can still, of course, put in your questions and comments on there. We really love getting emails from people at clsquestions@yahoo.com. Just a reminder that Ron's website is creationlightship.com. If you're a new listener, welcome. We have a wonderful show planned for you tonight. And I wanted to start with that last Wednesday, I almost said last night, we talked a lot about a clearing that Ron is doing for all of us that is, I guess, taking away part of our DNA that gives us programs that aren't good, that had come from off-planet and they've been harming us for years. And one of the main things or the benefits from it is there's a strong possibility we won't be interested in eating the same kinds of foods that we've been eating. And we have quite a few testimonials on that, Ron. Do you want to add anything before I read the testimonials?
Oh, let's just read them and see what's come through. Thank you, everybody, for adding your testimonials to us. Bring, sending them over. So,
yeah.
Yes,
we really appreciate that. Okay, the first one is, Ron, today I made myself a big chicken meal, and I could not eat it, and I threw it away, and I don't think I have ever thrown away food before unless it's gone bad. So that was interesting.
Oh, that's something.
Yeah. Yeah, to just, like, look down on something and not be able to eat it. Okay, another one. Hi, Ron. After last night's show on eating meat, what I experienced was bad headaches. I currently do not eat meat, so I'm guessing this is how I reacted to your work on clearing it. Thought I'd let you know, and thank you, and thank you, listener. By the way, Cindy, did you have any experiences, you know, feel anything physically over the last couple of days that might be connected to this?
That's a good question. I have been having digestive issues. And so that could very well be part of that experience.
And then someone else mentioned they have a friend who told them today or yesterday, I'm going on a diet, and the first thing I'm eliminating is all meat. So I'm sure that, I mean, of course, Ron, the work that you're doing is having an effect on people in a positive way. Sometimes as you're clearing things, you might not feel well, right, for a day or two, Ron?
Yeah, everybody's different, so, you know, that's a possibility, yes.
Okay. Yeah, interesting. I kind of haven't been eating meat anyway, but, so for a while, I think, ever since I did a certain healing that I felt really helped me get my spirit more in my body, And I think it was when I was in the light chamber in Los Angeles. I haven't really been eating meat since then. So maybe deep down we don't really want to eat meat.
Yeah, you never know, you know. You know, you have to look at it that ideally the body's kind of set up, or at least that alien race will say, was set up to eat vegetarian along with, you know, plants and things, lettuce, you know, tomatoes, you know, and along with meat. So that this might be a way that people might feel a little different from that.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, we'll just see kind of what people are sensing, feeling, and I guess back to you, Anne.
Okay.
Give a comment.
Okay. And how is that work progressing, Ron? That you're doing, clearing out all those.
It's still actually in process. So.
Okay. Okay. Good. All right. So if people are, I just lost our fast chat there. So you need a moment to get back to that. So if you're feeling any feelings that might not feel good in the moment, you don't have to worry about that because it will pass and then you'll feel better and get back together. And also, you know, we were talking the other night about the Bonnie jumpstart. So if you have something going on in your physiology. Okay, so I'm going to skip over now to another email, Ron, if we can switch topics. What recommendation would Ron have for people trying to learn a new skill, but they lack confidence in practicing it and are afraid of devoting time to it?
Well, I'd do the self-empowerment one and see what that does for you, to see what issues there are. Then from there, you know, I'd probably do the fear clearing. Fear always comes in, you know.
Right.
So I would do self-empowerment and probably do fear.
And it's interesting because someone recently wrote in and said that they are abandoning a skill that they have or a hobby. I forget how they described it. And something that they used to enjoy for so long, and now they just have no interest in doing it anymore. So it's almost the flip side of the same thing.
Uh-huh.
And I guess, you know, first, are you heart-centered? And I guess you might want to ask yourself why, you know, why do you want to learn this new skill? Do you have to learn it for work, or is it something you're choosing? And if you're choosing it, are you choosing it from a heart-centered way?
I also feel like the psychic billboard would help with that also.
Right, it would. Because let's say it's guitar, which I think was the thing we used as the example, you could put in your billboard guitar player, right? Or musician happily playing guitar, or things along that line.
Now, you remember, you always want to put in a sense, you know, what you want to do. I talk about this a lot. A lot of people want to get out of a situation, or maybe they want to get something that they don't have. So remember, if you don't have something, and since we have work with money on this planet, you know, so if you don't have it, means you don't have the money to buy it. Otherwise, you'd have the money and you'd buy it, right? So looking at that aspect, you don't want to chase the money to get your item. You want to get the item and let the money, you know, follow it up, you know, to help support, you know, you with what you wish to have. So that's sort of how you want to play this thing on, is whatever you want to have, like if you want to get a new car, then just, you know, you're looking at the new car, and if you don't have money to buy the new car, that doesn't make any difference, then, you know, because you want to get the new car. It could be given to you free, so you really don't need to chase the money if it's going to be free to you. That would be kind of unusual, but who knows, you know? So, you know, don't chase the money. You want to look for the energy of the object. Use that to bring forth what you want to have. So you want to get the energy of what you're looking for, not the money. But look around for how you can get the money to get what you want to have, because that will also be available. So back to you, Anne.
And I remember one other time, Ron, talking about money, and you said, you know, money is connected to your life force energy. So really everything you teach us and help us with goes right back to, are you in your body? Are you powered up in your body with your spirit? Are you heart-centered? And then, you know, your life force energy is going to bring you the things that you desire.
Yes, uh-huh.
But if you go into your head and start thinking, then all is finished.
That's correct. Yeah, you want to manifest in the now,
right.
Not out on timeline. So.
Right. So I hope this discussion was helpful to this listener about trying, wanting to learn a new skill and everything. And we'd love to hear back from you, especially if you try that self-empowerment clearing, and just let us know how it's going. And also if you feel it's something you have to do or it's something you feel you chose to do from your heart. Now, the same listener has a kind of technical question. If I open healings on different tabs and have them layered on top of each other because I can't fit the rest of the healings, does that cancel them out?
No, it won't. But remember, don't do too many at one time.
Right.
You don't know how your body's going to respond, even though something may have happened. Maybe you're able to do maybe five clearings one day, and you felt great. You go, yeah, no problem. I can do five again. Just know that it may not work that way for you this time. So,
right.
And, if you are attempting to, sometimes people do the alien attack ones, and things, which is fine. If you're trying to do like a whole lifetime clearing or concentrating on something, then you may wish to take your full concentration, whatever that is, on what you're doing. Okay? So, remember, anything that you really, really want to do and have done, concentrate on that one first. But I think typically what's happening is the person may just want to know, if they're doing maybe the alien head connectors, maybe the gray skies, and things like this. And yeah, by all means, you can do it that way. But, one that you're doing to move forward and kind of like your maybe a body jump start or something like that, then you want to just strictly concentrate on one particular clearing at a time. Or within that clearing group, you could put in a couple of other things. But, I wouldn't do too many of them. Your body may not be able to release the energies that you're hoping to move into. Oh, back to you.
Right, and we talked the other night about hitting the same issue on several different types of clearings if you have those. Like putting in the same issue on some of the free clearings and also the emotional body. Everything's connected to the emotional body in a way, too, Ron. If you've hurt yourself, let's say, and you're going to do the body jumpstart, that's great, but you should also put that issue into the emotional body clearing, wouldn't you say?
I would do that also, yeah. That's very good.
I remember you once saying, the first, let's fix it so you're not upset about the situation anymore, and that helped me a lot.
Yep, that's how you want to look at it. Get rid of what's bothering you, and the emotions could have brought you into it. And also maybe your soul family. But, aside from that, you do want to get rid of the emotions on your situation that's blocking it from happening or congesting you so you can't get the energy coming to you to move out of it. So a block could be one thing. The energetic block could be where people cannot connect to you to give you your money for your brand new, widget thing, Or maybe you have some kind of condition to where you just can't seem to own it. Remember, you have to own your reality. If you don't own your reality, forget it. You're not going to be able to do much of anything because you have to become your reality. And that could even be like going out to, the car dealer and sitting inside of the car and maybe doing it, 20 times may think you're kind of crazy, but, you know, you want to look at everything to become part of that new car if you want to get a new car. Now, look at, you know, the seats, look at the floorboard, you know, on it, whatever inside of the car, open the trunk up so that you actually have, you know, everything that's in the car with you. So you have the visual on it, because remember, what's going to happen is the energy is going to be drawn to you according to what your mind picture is. Now, that can be switched over to the heart energy, because you're going to take that, what you saw in darkness, whatever you're seeing out of your eyes is darkness, you know, because you're looking at holograms. So it's darkness energy. It's not light energy. So what you see in the darkness is what you want to bring into the light, and then you bring it into the now. That transforms it into light energy with the same picture. Well, that's how you want to work it. And then get into your heart and then know that this is who and what you are is like this brand new car, if that's what you want to have. So, but you have to own that reality. If you don't own the reality and become into oneness with it, you know, then chances are it's not going to even attach to you because you're not resonating to it. Back to you, Ann and Cindy.
Okay, Ron, thank you. Such helpful information. Okay. Now, Cindy, Cindy's looking at our fast chat, and did some people have some comments about what we're talking about now, Cindy?
Right. We do have several comments, and one is the listener said that they did the psychic billboard to have more focus on something, and it worked, which is not a surprise, but it's nice for that to be shared. And it could be that they email how they used it and what their focus was. The other thing is a comment in general just said the discussion was helpful to the listener. And I know that we've talked about it before, though. I know that every time I hear another conversation, new information comes into me. So I'm so glad we're talking about this. And then also a listener asked if it's still okay to read books to learn the new skills. Ron, how do you feel about that? Does it have to be have to do with being heart-centered or not? Or
that's a really good question. Let's say that you're a woman, right? And we'll say you're going back to World War II, or you're a riveter. Remember the old movie or the song, or you know, information, Rosie the Riveter, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Well, naturally, you had to learn how to put rivets in, so they may have given you, you know, or that person, you know, in the 1940s, we'll say, information and how to do that skill. Well, nowadays, you want to do something. So, you know, you probably do have to get the information from someplace because you need to figure out how to do it. Just remember the keywords in it, you know, because you're going to be attached because it's in print and you're reading it and it's connecting to you. So you do have the keywords, that could be a problem. You're not going to really get it by just looking at the cover of the book, although some people say you could possibly sleep on the book. I've heard that, you know, probably 40 years ago, people were talking about just get a book and put it under your pillow and sleep on it. I won't if that works or not, or if it's even good. To me, it would be connecting you to all the stuff in the book, but it could possibly help, but I don't know. You know, I'm a proponent of not reading books and not having stuff around to connect you to keywords and to tag you. That's kind of what these things do to you, but I can't really tell you what to do on that, because you do have to learn a skill somehow. And it'd probably be easiest if you had somebody actually show you how to do something rather than having a book explain it to you. So that's what I would say. If you can have somebody teach you, you know, like how to, you know, how to use your computer, you know, everybody listening here somehow learned how to do it. You may have read a book on it. It's probably a lot easier to get hands-on. So get hands-on to what you're doing. And from there, you know, I'd go that direction. But that's kind of up to you. But, you know, I wouldn't say yes or no to that question.
Now with the age of the Internet, and YouTube videos. It's possible that the person could learn some of the skill looking at YouTube, for instance, if they were to search.
Yeah, that would be a good thing to do, I would think.
Yeah, that's a great idea, Cindy. Well, I know that certain things don't bother me. Like today, I looked up a recipe, and I was fine reading that. But also, I don't usually, but I clicked on a forwarded email, and it had some New Age stuff in it, and that just, I couldn't even read it. It didn't even seem like English to me. But I think that was the message, and I was kind of glad that I couldn't focus on it.
Wow.
There's a lot out there.
Right. So I didn't feel like anything, was very wrong or off with the recipe website. But do you think our spirits kind of know, if I want to learn to play the guitar and I feel that really coming from my body, that desire, do you think you can teach it to yourself without looking, at anything? Because if your spirit wants...
I doubt it,
Okay, so you'd have to learn some way.
It's a possibility, but I doubt it. But you could always, if you are doing something and you wish to, get more of that energy with you to help you out, then you can do that fetus infusion, That's what that's for, is to help you out with the energy. So you could do that to help out.
Right, right.
More DNA in what you're choosing to do.
Right. Okay, thank you, Ron. It is paranormal night tonight, and we have a couple of emails about that, but I like that question, Cindy, about, we have a couple of questions about kind of weird, creepy things, so do you want to go ahead and ask Ron those that were on the fast chat? Cindy, are you there?
Well, I sure am. There's a question about the alien attack page. Alien attack clearing. Would that work on pathogenic bacteria?
I don't know. I will just try it.
Yeah, it's certainly worth a try.
And another question is it safe to swim in a pool where some healing work is done? Wondering, does that mean dark side practitioner healing? I'm not sure what the listener means by that.
What kind of work is that?
Just said some healing work.
Well, healing work in water.
I'm not sure what...
Yeah, in a swimming pool,
right.
Ron.
I don't know. I don't know how... if the water molecules can be discharged, from the energy that was in there before. That's a very good question. So I guess I'll turn that around. So let's just say that your body's going to take the energy in from the water, okay? So let's look at it another way. Let's just switch it over and say, okay, you go to a restaurant and the guy next to you drank out of a glass of water, and then he handed it over to you to drink. And it's now going inside of your body as you drink the water, whatever he left in that glass. Okay? And then you handed it to the next person. Well, I would think that each person would tend to contaminate the water a little more and more. And then eventually, the person at the very end would have everybody's stuff in that water. Okay?
So right.
I'm not trying to say don't go swimming. But that's a very good question. How is the water being discharged, okay? And the water will take on energy. And so that's a very interesting question. And so you're going to the water, and maybe, somebody was using that water for therapy. I probably would not go into it. It's like, are you going to visit a place where there's a lot of sick people, okay? Typically, you don't want to go there, okay? If you're a nurse and you get paid for it, then you're being compensated to possibly catch their illness. So you're being paid to do that, okay? And so that's the way you're making your money, because you're getting paid to exploit your body, we'll say, and to cause yourself harm, but you're getting paid for that. So that could be okay if that's the case, but, you know, I wouldn't go to where there's a lot of sick people. Why would I want to catch that stuff? And even if they're not breathing on you, it's, the energy's still there. So, you know, so if they're doing therapy with people that have troubles, you know, just like going into the hospital. You go to a hospital or a doctor's office, you're going to have everything in there that everybody else brought in. Does the doctor know about cleaning it out, you know, clearing the energy out in the room? Probably not, you know, but you're in there. So that's why we have a space clearing. You could probably do that clearing for the water before you got into it. Now, with maybe the space clearing and also maybe the object clearing, there's probably another clearing online which you may be able to use, too, for that. But, you know.
Well, here's some additional information. The listener said that the healing was done by a massage therapist and a Reiki practitioner.
Well,
Right away,
mind energy, so you have symbols, and symbols are connected to darkness with this mind. So automatically, they're using an energy that's not of light. You may talk about it as being of light, but it's still a mind energy transmission. So it's, you know, doing something in that realm. As far as a massage therapist, have they cleaned themselves out, okay? How much energy have they taken on from everybody that they've touched helping out? Well, they did activate their DNA with everybody that they've worked on, so eventually that could possibly harm them. I won't say that it could, you know, necessarily kill them at a later date, but more than likely it will. But, you know, I'm not going to go that far. Everybody thinks they can shake their hands or do the jig or something and take a shower and get rid of all that energy that, oh, got sent to them from somebody else, but you can't get rid of it. It's activated in your DNA. That's why, you know, people who do clearings, they don't want to be around people that much to recontaminate themselves. It doesn't necessarily invalidate what you had done to you on the healing. It doesn't take it away, but you're starting to get slimed more, so that's not what you want to do. So, you know, it's still the same thing. You're in contaminated water with these people, okay? And that's their intent, is to bring forth a healing. So what does that actually mean, you know? So that's kind of up to everybody listening here is to look at it. You know, I wouldn't probably want to go into that water. Think of everybody who goes into that water with the physical condition, you know, of something. You just think of pain, you know. That water can carry the pain energy to you. Are you going to feel it right when you go in the water? Maybe not, but you may get pain from it sitting with you waiting to come in, and then all of a sudden you hurt yourself, and that pain now is able to get activated in you because it's kind of floating around in your auric field. And maybe your body has it connected because now you opened up the energy of pain into your body, but you haven't activated that button yet. See, it's sitting there waiting to come up. So that's one way to look at it. You know, I'm sure if they drain the water out and put fresh water in, that'd be great. But, you know, I don't have much, you know, anything else I can really say about it. But if you go into where there's sick people and sick things and everything else, which is what is kind of being stated here, you know, you could have problems. So, anyway, that's how I would look at it. I would not want to go into a place that people were sick or having physical therapy or whatever in water, because I don't want to take that energy out. And the water goes right into your pores, into your body. Your body's made up of a lot of water. You're just energizing their stuff in you. So that's what I would say. For me, I would not walk away. Back to you guys.
Good point. Thanks, Ron.
It made me think also of just, you know, those tables you get on if you get a massage or go to a chiropractor. It's basically the same thing. You've talked about those before. So, yeah,
so,
it's probably,
you know,
better.
A newcomer would hear me and say, gee, you know, Ron's telling me that I can't do anything.
So, right.
that's, to be honest, that's the bottom line. That is correct. That's 100% correct. You know, keep yourself, your body temple sacred, you know? All of your stuff that you are dealing with in this lifetime, okay? Remember, when you were first born, which you don't remember probably, you might, but you were of light. You had all your spirit energy with you. And what took it away from you? Mind energy, thinking, and people's energies bombarding you, telling you what to do. And that puts you into darkness. So if you're away from people, you know, at that point in time, if you're away from people and you don't shake hands and hug and everything else and hang out with drinking the same water everybody else's, we'll say, after they had a sampling of that, then, you know, you're going to be much less contaminated. So, yes, that's why, you know, like I say, the holy men in maybe India or whatever, or maybe even people elsewhere, there's not too many sacred places here where people maybe don't want to touch or hang out with people, but... You know, we've all heard about these people that they have worked on themselves a lot, and they feel like they hit their pinnacle, and they don't want to connect with people that much because they know people are contaminated, and they definitely don't want to hug anybody. I mean, why do they want to get rid of if they've worked their whole lifetime to clean themselves off to feel better, maybe be peaceful? Why would they want to take on somebody's stuff to take them out of peace? They're looking at it and they go, ah, you're contaminated. You go out and do your 30 years of work and get where I am. I don't want to hug you to take on and get slimed by you. That's what they do. That's why people bow to people. Get out of my energy field, you know. Thank you very much. I see you there. I acknowledge you. Namaste. You know, that's basically it. So, and so I wouldn't say that you're seeing the God in them. God, I hate to see an alien pop up, you know, in their eyes when you're doing that. Yeah. Tentacles come out and snake energies pop out of their mouth and octopus tentacles and squids crawling around and stuff, you know. But anyway, they probably don't know about that, but that's the next level if they get educated. So that's you guys.
Thank you, Ron. I was wondering if you could perhaps do a healing or a clearing for us for maybe the last time we touched somebody or somebody we may have touched this week.
Yeah, you guys got to think of that person. Doesn't matter who it is. So maybe you're in the grocery store. So let's just pick that. You're in a store shopping, and somebody bumped into you. And maybe even just given, you know, change from the checkout person. So, and they touched your hand with the change. And here we go. Or you have that person that somehow, there's a lot of people out there who want to sneak up on you and maybe tap your shoulder behind, and you go, and your body just goes, jumps out of its skin, you know, and you go, or you jump out of your skin, you know, and you go, oh no, what's this person trying to do to me? They snuck up on me. My psychic radar isn't turned on high enough, you know. I should have found that out. But anyway, you just think of that situation, and it could be your shoulder, could be one part of your body, you know. Typically it'd be your hands, I would guess. So look at your hand now, whatever one you took the change or you shook hands or whatever. And the last person I want to disconnect from you. It'll only be the last one. You could have, you know, 10,000 people's energies on your hand in layers, okay? So we'll take the last one off. So kind of move your hand, wiggle it. That's what you want to use. We'll take that one away. Here we go. So taking away that last energy only. Releasing it. One, two, three, 4 and 5. There we go. Okay, now wiggle your hand and see if it tends to feel, typically should feel a little bit lighter, but everybody's a little different. You might have more movement in it. Maybe the person had arthritis when they shook your hand, and you wonder why your hand is all kind of rigid now, right? Remember, this is, goes back to being in the water. If your hand's rigid and you're wondering why, you know, you got a pain in one of your fingers, one of your joints, and you remember back, oh, I shook this guy's hand, and yeah, he did have big knuckles. Wow. I took that energy on. Like attracts light, went right to my knuckles. So just see what happens. We'll see what comments we get. So back to you, ladies.
Okay, well, thank you, Ron. Yeah, that felt good. I thought of kind of my arm and, you know, because somebody bumped into me when I was walking today. So I felt like my left arm needed that more than my hand. I can't even remember the last time I shook hands with somebody. Lucky me. I try to.
And a lot of times, it may not be an accident. Because there could be a shapeshifter in that person or some alien life form, you know? And they want to take your spirit energy. So they kind of like control the body that they're in, you know? And like the body handler. And then all of a sudden they're doing that to you, and they may say, oh, excuse me, I didn't mean to bump into you. Well, person talking may not, but that alien maybe did. So that's another way of looking at it. So really, if somebody does that to you, it's not an accident that they bumped into you typically. You know, it could be possibly like if they're falling or something, or, you know, something happened. But I'd say almost always it would definitely would be that the energy inside of the body doing that. So back to you guys.
Okay, thanks, Ron. Yeah, that I've had that happen to me too when I feel like someone's coming at me intentionally. Cindy, did you want to just tell that story since it's Paranormal Night that you sent us in about the dog?
Oh, right. This came across Yahoo, and the news said that this dog had been missing, I don't know, maybe 3 or 4 days, and they had the neighborhood out looking everywhere for the dog, didn't find him. All of a sudden, he wandered home, and he had this huge patch of hair that had been shaved off and stitches, and it was obvious that he'd had surgery, and so they followed up. They couldn't imagine why he would need surgery on his hip because he was fine. And they followed up and checked out the local veterinary hospitals, and no one had seen the dog before. So I found that very intriguing.
Was there something paranormal going on there, Ron?
Yeah, maybe the thing got abducted onto a ship, and they used really crude technologies instead of using lasers that fix things. Very interesting.
Yes. Yes. And then also I saw an article about UFOs in China, and I just remembered a few minutes ago, so I went ahead and Googled it, and I'm just going to read the headlines. UFOs caught on video in clouds over China. This was in April 2014. That's what Ron has been telling us all along, that they're flying or hiding in the clouds. And then there's also a mention about 3 UFOs actually fell and hit the ground. Now, I didn't go deep into the article. I'm just reading the highlights. And I just found it very interesting that this is information that Ron has been sharing with us, and it seems to be hitting the news more and more.
Yeah, were those UFOs fairly recent?
2014, the one in the clouds was April.
Let me
look at the 3 here. I'll open that one up, see if I can find out the time. Oh, gee, I opened this up, and there's lots of information. Well, here, dated May 16, 2014, it says, updated, 8 UFOs fall in China after a Russian rocket gets hit by UFO.
Yeah, thank you. I'll go see what I can do for those guys. Okay, thanks.
Wow.
Information, so I'll go out and find their bodies if they're around and help them out. Thanks.
Okay. Yeah,
yeah, it's
oh
so interesting that that these things are coming out in the news, Ron. You know, is that going to, like, change our world?
I don't know. That won't change mine too much, but it may change other people's. So
it's fascinating.
They actually show some debris. They're showing people in a field. They're measuring and turning things over. And so if you were, if anybody out there was interested, they could just Google China UFOs. And this particular one started out as, oh gosh, I guess it's not showing up here. Well, this is UFOSightingsDaily.com. And honestly, I don't know how much we would want to be interested, because couldn't we get courted?
Yeah,
we don't want to be looking at that.
Yeah, very possible, but I will check out those UFO, the aliens on them, if need any assistance or anything, you know. So,
right.
Somebody help them out, and, you know. Very possibly they weren't friendly once, but I still need to check. So.
Right. Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks, Ron. Okay, we have another email, Ron, and we have talked about this a lot, but I think actually this email came in on Wednesday, and we didn't have time to get to it, but it's an important thing to bring up again for people. So this listener has been seeing numbers that, you know, repeatedly by looking at the clock, et cetera. So his specific question is, how does a person do a robotic clearing for seeing these numbers and the clearing the hour when my eyes unconsciously look at the clock? I just got the robotic clearing, and I want to know if I'm doing this right, and what dimension do I set it on?
Boy, that's kind of up to you.
That sounds like a good idea, though, right, Ron, the robotic clearing? To get rid of the...
Yes, it does, yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. So when you say...
I don't know what...
Go ahead.
On it, so...
So, you know, I have done that clearing, but I don't exactly recall how it's set up. I guess there are different dimensions, so wouldn't it be good to just go down the list if you can?
Yes, I would say that.
Okay.
Maybe just a bunch of things that kind of relate to it there. But the robotic clearing mainly is for how they're controlling you robotically, you know, with the implants and stuff. You know, maybe even do the head connector.
Right, alien head, that's a great idea.
Uh-huh.
May we do a couple of samples of some numbers if I read them to you?
Yeah, sure.
That, okay, 11.
Okay, here we go, clearing the 11. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, next one.
22.
Oh, boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay.
33.
Uh-oh. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. I'll do one more.
44.
Okay, so 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okie dokie.
Well, thank you, Ron. And everyone listening, that's just a sample. And if you did feel a release as Ron went through those numbers, then you want to do the natal barcode, put them in the alien head connector. I love that idea. And perhaps a robotic clearing, as this person is doing. And thank you so much, listener, for this email. And I know it's someone that participates a lot on the show, and we all really appreciate you. So we'd love to hear back from you if you feel some relief after doing the robotic clearing of the numbers. So thank you. Okay. All right, here's something very positive and upbeat that I'd like to share with everyone. Another longtime listener. In fact, he signed it Frequent Flyer with Creation Lightship.
That's great.
I know. Some time ago, I took Ron's advice about money. I put 2 solid silver coins in my pockets, and ever since, a change for money happened. Money tips at work, side jobs, and a positive outlook every day forward. The silver coins are 0.9999. I guess that means they're about, you know, there's how much silver is actually in them. The coins are worth about $20 each, and every tip has some multiple of $20.
Oh, wow, that's great.
Isn't that a great one?
Oh, another way of stating it, then, is the fact that the energy of the coin is now integrating with you, the person, okay? Remember, we talked about drinking the water, right? You can understand that now. That might be an easy way of, you'd never want to drink somebody else's water. And what if, you know, I've seen people do it by mistake. And you go, hey, you drank my water, and then they want to kind of like spit it out. You know, you probably have seen that. Like, uh-oh, you know? But anyway, and they can't because it's already down. But, you know, the energy of that money now is becoming integrated with the energy of the body. It means they'll be drawing like kind to it. And since it's typically worth maybe $20, and the person knows that that money's worth $20, we'll say, then that means that you will probably be drawing the value of $20 to you. Remember, for some reason, the gold energy and the silver energy, it's very, very hard to contaminate it. So it will always hold its frequency. Where water, you know, is like airy-fairy, and that can take anything in. But you all know, you just put your hand on a glass of water, and, you know, it may change into what you're transmitting into it that you may nothing about, may not know what's happening. So, yeah, if you people would like to try that money situation, that would probably be the easiest way, rather than having a $20 bill, which you could decharge if you wanted for a dollar, and get all the energy off on it. But having something like that, a precious metal, and then have it decharged would probably hold up continuously. And maybe you might get information about you know, having silver or gold coins or something, too. So, and changing it slightly, you know, people use or have used, you know, like colloidal silvers, you know, in the past. And so you're taking that inside of yourself. Well, maybe the gold coin or the silver coin, I mean, might be the a similar thing. I can't say that for sure, but you're aligning yourself with that particular energy. Another way of looking at it, you know, let's just say that for clothing, for instance, let's say that you went somewhere and you had a pair of clothes that you were wearing and you had some trauma. And you only wore them one time. So you took it off, whatever it was, your blouse or shirt or something, and pants, and you maybe it's the whole outfit. So you put it all together in your closet, okay? And, you know, 2 months later, you have to go to another event, and so you pull that same thing out. It's not dirty. You only had it on for maybe an hour, but you have some trauma. Put that clothes on, and you go, man, this doesn't feel quite right. Well, it's still hanging on to that trauma, what you had from the past. So, you know, if it was silver or gold, it wouldn't carry that frequency because it probably would not even be able to be attached to it. That's kind of what I'm saying, just give you an example, how to look at something that's uncorruptible. Well, that's what I would do, but silver can get tarnished, so you may want to, you know, clean the silver off so it's, you know, it doesn't get tarnished. But try that and just see how it works for you. Because if you're going to have a $20 bill, you might be able to buy a piece of silver for $20. I don't know what it would be, but, you know, just an idea for you. So, and gold would probably be, you know, a lot because it's, you know, a lot more money to have gold on. But anyway, back to you, ladies. It's like our time is closing.
We are getting very near the end of our show. I have a couple of emails, but we have another show, of course, coming up tomorrow night at 7 p.m. on BBS Radio 2, and there's one interesting, rather long email, so I think I'll save that one for tomorrow. But since it's paranormal night, Ron, I'd like to bring up just one more question that a listener has. And I don't want to read the whole email because it goes into some physical and health issues. But the person's, you know, a very clean, simple eater and is now having sweat that comes out looking almost like blood and is wondering, what is that, some kind of alien thing that they're doing to people now?
I haven't heard of that one yet.
Yeah.
I would just, shower a lot. You might be being detoxified from something.
Right.
I just, if it was me and that happened, I would probably drink lots and lots of water.
Right.
And, you know, because your body's trying to purge itself, in a sense. So that's
right.
What I would do is find out from other people what your problem could be. But anyway, that's what I would do in fact, I'll tell you a quick story here about paranormal. I was working with a lady during the week here, I think, and for first part of the week. But anyway, she was psychically attacked by a psychic reader. And so she called me, and she's like having this, like her heart's being constricted, and body's turning ice cold, and her fingers are turning brown, fingernails and stuff. And you know, so I was doing some help with her to get the stuff off of her. But it's one of those 911 calls that I get off and on. Anyway, the problem was she went to a reader, and the reader attacked her. So I said, gee, you know, I'm seeing that for some reason, somehow I see a trash truck, you know, that everybody has a garbage truck that normally goes through your town, we'll say, and looks like they did something with your energy, and they put it inside of the trash truck, and it got compacted, and then went to the dump, we'll say, and you got all this waste products sitting on top of you, whatever it was. We'll say that they made a voodoo doll of them or something, right? But they had a pitcher, and they threw it into the dump, and the lady put her juju on it, you know, all this negative crap, and now she's, you know, in the dump with maybe 100 feet of stuff on it. I said, man, that feels pretty bad, you know. And she goes, yeah, my body's smelling like trash. And my sweat's coming out like trash. I go, yeah, you know. So I try to help her out with that to release the energetic charge on her being inside a landfill or something. So that's one of my real stories, we'll say, for this week here. And so I just had her keep taking showers and maybe having, I told her to put her feet in, you know, just regular water to, you know, try to hydrate herself more. But anyway, that's what that stuff can do.
Right.
Oh, and then, okay, next story. Okay, so the person wanted to kill her. Okay, that's basically it. So then she had to go to the hospital because she had a hard time breathing in the morning. So a friend of hers called a taxi cab, I guess, and the cab comes. She goes out the door, and what's in front of the cab? Garbage truck picking up garbage, right? So she gets now, so she sees that, and it's like, uh-oh, you know, aha. Uh-huh. She gets into the taxi cab, and on the seat next to her are some red wilted roses. Like they already had her dead, and that would be on her grave, okay? So, you know, anyway, I guess it would be holy smokes, right? So anyway, back to you ladies.
Well, that woman's certainly lucky, or I don't know why I assumed it was a woman, but whoever that is, that they found you, Ron. I don't understand why someone who is doing your healings to be in the now and be heart-centered would go to a psychic. I don't think that people who've been listening to the show for, you know, even a few shows would do that, would go there. So
yeah,
I think
she just, some people think they can both work on both ends of the scale, you know. So that's about all that I can say.
And, okay. Yeah, I mean, no, I didn't mean to. Right, I didn't mean to sound like I was.
Yeah, you're completely right. Oh, that she should have known better, you know. But you know, that's the way it goes sometimes. You don't know what crawled into her to want to get a reading. Was she fully conscious or whatever?
Right, and that person might have even been drawing her to her.
Yeah.
The mental control, the mind control might have started before she even went to that person and paid her.
Yep.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, that's like all we could say. You know, it's bad enough when, you know, these people walking around that think they'll just do healings on people because they're helping them. That's scary enough that you don't even know about. But I would, you know, please, folks, don't go seeking out people that are doing any kind of New Age healing because it's so bad for you and it's hard to get rid of. So maybe, Ron, on that note, it's really time to go now. We have another show again tomorrow at 7. Can we do a really fast mind-to-heart drop? And I want to thank you, Cindy, so much for being on the show tonight.
Thank you, Cindy.
Ron, for a wonderful show.
Okay, so here we go, everybody, mind-to-heart drop. So you must command your spirit out loud. If you don't do it out loud, then don't do this, okay? So here we go. You have to say it out loud that you now command, you know, my spirit. So if I was doing it myself, I'd say, I now command my spirit, you probably write that down, to take the thoughts in my head, and that's where we think from typically, unless you think someplace else and you have the body energies there, but normally it's in your head. And you now take those thoughts and bring them into your heart, and your spirit will drop them down for you. So here we go, dropping down, and I count from 10 to 1 to move the energy, and your spirit's doing this for you. So here we go, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And I'll just do it one more time. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. So this is where you are now. Peace energy. You're with your spirit, which came to you upon your birth. This is all that you can get for source energy. You have it all now with you. And you're not in time on the alien-created holographic timeline. You're in peace. Outside of that, you know, you're still on in time, but at 0 point, we'll say, where time has stopped. So stay there as long as you like and just keep practicing this here, and you're going to feel just peaceful. And typically, you shouldn't have any thoughts because thoughts are from darkness. That's the mind energy. That's why you got from the mind to your heart. Remember, source energy cannot judge itself, cannot channel through anybody or anything like that. Because you know now that the proof's in the pudding, that cannot be done. Because you are source energy right now with your spirit. So thank you, everybody. Thank you, co-host. We'll see you later. Have a great day, everybody. Blessings.
Bye.
Great. Thanks, everyone.
Okay. Bye.